I'm a student at Sunset Elementary and I'm a member of Sunset's Eco Club. Coming up on April 22nd is Earth Day. This year's theme is saving our species, which is what I, as well as my Eco Club teacher, Mrs. Kaufman, and my Eco Club friends are trying to achieve. Earlier this year, we studied the plastic problem in our oceans, and I felt the need to oceans. I was astonished when I learned how much plastics was in our oceans. I felt the need to travel around the world and pick everything up. But now I have realized that I cannot do this on my own and have come today here to ask for your help. I am a sailor myself, and I'm privileged to have observed the beauty of nature and how amazing sea creatures are. But the setting in which I see them, swimming among plastics, is something I wish I could simply abolish. I have seen an alligator eating a plastic bag while visiting Usumacinta River in Mexico, a fish looking for food while swimming through plastics in Biscayne Bay, and many other experiences that really concern me. Since I've studied this problem, I realized that it's worse than I thought. For example, I know the Pacific garbage patch is 3 times the size of France and is killing marine life. I know that albatross birds that nest 6,000 miles from human habitation are dying from plastic litter they mistake for food. And along with them, their chicks. It's disturbing and completely preventable. All this makes me think about how much plastic waste we generate in our school cafeteria. We have milk cartons and plastic water bottles that are recyclable, but not in Miami-Dade schools. We have single-use plastic cereal bowls, oranges wrapped in plastic bags, and our plastic utensil is bundled with a straw and a napkin in a plastic bag. I came to the United States from Mexico, and we had a totally different operation in our school cafeteria. We had reusable utensils, plates, and cups. We were encouraged to bring our organics from home to school for compost. Our Eco Club teaches us that we should try to reduce our plastic waste in our cafeteria. I'm here to ask you, help us make our cafeteria work the way our Eco Club suggests. And I come today to you to ask, will you be part of the solution that so many people, including me, have been for so long trying to achieve? Will you help our school reduce plastic in the cafeteria? I am eager to help my school become an eco-friendlier environment. My Eco Club classmates are eager to help. My mom will help us too. The question is, will you help us? Thank you.
Yes,
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ms. Ross is going to, and then, yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am so proud of you, and you know what? I'm the board member that represents the school, Sunset Elementary. You are brilliant. Brilliant. You've taught all of us a lot of lessons here today. Did you know that? No. So, my question to you is, have you spoken to your school principal about this yet?
Yes.
Has this been addressed at school? Can you go to the microphone so we can hear you?
The microphone, Mateo, please.
Yes. Go ahead. Now you can respond so we can all hear you.
Me and my Eco Club teacher and the rest of the Eco Club have already talked to the principal, and we've made our whole school recycle papers. Every Friday morning when we have Eco Club, we pick up all the bins from the whole school and bring them to the dumpster where we put them in the large recycling bin and a truck takes them away to recycle.
Well, great. I'm so happy to hear that. And by the way, I know those teachers that are right there with you. They're outstanding. You've got a great group of teachers and administrators at that particular school. And you are very fortunate because I am sure that you're going to make a huge difference. I'm personally going to go visit you out there. I want to thank you, though, for your courage to come out here in front of all these people and address us on such an important issue. So congratulations, I commend you, and Mom, thanks for all your help. We couldn't do it without you, and we count on you, your continued support as he moves on with his new endeavor, right? We're gonna make a big difference. Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair, for allowing me the opportunity to address this
thank
wonderful
you, Mateo. What grade are you in?
What?
What grade are you in? What grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
That's very good. I'm sure you do very well in school. Dr. Feldman, you wanted to say something?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know that the cafeteria on the seventh floor is doing their best in moving us away from plastics, away from styrofoam, and we have a, just so you know, the board and the superintendent have done away, have a policy to do away with all styrofoam in all of our schools, so all those cups that break up and cause eco damage are gone, and they're working on using paper plates that have come from recycling, but they haven't hit the plastic around the straws, I think, yet, or the utensils, but they're getting there. So I thank you for that. Interestingly, if I can, I don't know if you have one of those machines at home where you put one little, little cup in the Keurig, the Keurig machine for coffee, and you go down and it comes out with one and you throw it away. Those little pods, in 1 year, there are enough pods that circle the earth went end to end 5 times. That, and they're all made of plastic. And so several companies are now looking to make them out of something other than plastic. Maybe you'll come up with a great idea. But the point is, I really appreciate you coming here and talking to us, because that's how we learn and that's how we get inspired and do things for you all. So thank you, young man. You did really great. You should feel proud.
Thank you all for listening to me.
Thank you. Ms. Rojas?
Mateo, one final question. Can you tell me what program you're in at Sunset? Are you in the French, German, or Spanish?
German.
Could you say just a few words in German related to what you've just addressed?
Pertaining to which topic?
The one that you just addressed with us, right?
But specifically, like...
Choose whatever you'd like to say.
Die Umwelt ist wichtig.
Very good. I don't know what you said, but it sounded great. Thank you, Mateo.
Thank you. So cute. Alexa Ortega. So cute. Good evening, Alexa.
Good evening. Before I start, I just wanted, I have a little like token of gratitude for allowing Mass Academy to come and speak to you all today, if someone could come collect it. But
thank you. But anyway, good evening. My name is Alexa Arteaga. I'm